The scripture reading for today is in the New Testament in the book of Acts, chapter 26, verses 15 to 32.
今天选读经文是《使徒行传》第26章15至32节。
Let us read this responsively first in English and then in Cantonese.
我用启言方式来读，先用英文读，而中文读出。
Acts 26, and I said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declare first to those in Damascus, then in Jerusalem, and throughout all the region of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, and they should repent and turn to God, performing these in keeping with their repentance. For this reason, the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me.
To this day, I have had the help that comes from God.
And so I stand here testifying both to small and great, saying nothing but what the prophets and Moses said would come to pass, that the Christ must suffer, and that by being the first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light both to our people and to the Gentiles.
And as he was saying these things in his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you out of your mind.
But Paul said, I am not out of my mind, most excellent Festus, but I am speaking true and rational words.
For the king knows about these things, and to him I speak boldly, for I am persuaded that none of these things has escaped his notice. But this has not been done in a corner.
King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe. And Agrippa said to Paul, in a short time would you persuade me to be a Christian? And Paul said, whether short or long, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me this day might become such as I am, except for these chains.
Then the king rose. And the governor and Bernice and those who are sitting with them.
And when they had withdrawn, they said to one another, This man is doing nothing to deserve death or imprisonment. And Agrippa said to Festus, This man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar.
使徒行传第26章15至32节。我说主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
我特意向你显现，要派你作执事、作见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示的事显明出来。我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。我差你到那里，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切诚信的人。 同得基业。阿基伯王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象，先在大马色，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。因此犹太人在殿里拿着我，想要杀我，然而蒙神的帮助。 直到今日还站得住，对着尊贵卑贱老幼作见证，所讲的并不外尊重先知和摩西所说，将来必成的事，就是基督必须受害，并且因从死里复活，是首先把光明的道传给百姓和外邦人。这样分述，利士都大声说：保罗，你疯狂了吧！ 你的学问太大，反叫你疯狂了。 保罗说： 菲斯都大人，我不是疯狂，我说的乃是真实明白的话。王也晓得这些事，所以我向王敞胆直言，我深信这些事没有一件向王隐藏的，因我不是从背地里作的。阿基伯王啊，你信先知吗？我知道你是信的。阿基伯王对保罗说，你想小明一劝，便叫我作基督徒啊？保罗说，无论是小劝是多劝，我向神所求的，不但你一个人，就是今天一切听我的，都要像我一样，只是不要像我有这样的锁链。于是王和巡抚并百利基和同席的人都起来，退到里面彼此谈论说，这人并没有犯什么该死该绑的罪。个人又对菲士都说，这人若没有上告的该杀，就可以释放了。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
祝福读嘅同听佢话语人。
The message this morning by Pastor Wilson Chang is Embracing the Gospel, a Boldness and a Joy, Part 2.
今日系陈牧师话语正道，题目系拥抱福音无畏与喜乐，第二部。
Let's pray. 我们一起祈祷。
Lord, help us to put aside any of our big concerns, whether be close to home or far away.
天父，将我们一切所担心，无论近的、远的，都暂时放开。
Give us a healthy trust in you, in your person and work and promises.
天父，帮助我们去去信靠你的应许，信靠你的话语，信靠你为我们所做的工。
Give us a humble heart so that we would learn from you and your word and spirit today.
俾我哋有谦卑嘅心，今日喺你嘅话语里边去学习。
And may we glorify you even in the mundane things of life.
使我哋喺平时嘅日常日子都能够荣耀你。
Well, we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我哋奉耶稣基督宝贵嘅名义求。阿门。
Let me start our time with a couple of questions for you today to consider.
我首先问你们几个问题。
What is it about Christianity that enables us to make sense of a lot of uncertainty in the world?
在基督教里面，有什么是帮助我们能够在这个不确定的世界里面，是让我们觉得是讲得通的呢？
Or let me put another way to you. How does this world make sense to you, the Christian?
或者换句话讲，对这个世对你来讲，这个世界是怎样可以讲得通？
And what will help you more and more in this world to believe in the world to come that is your home?
换句话讲，就是说有什么可以帮助你，当你活在这个世界的时候，能够相信将来有一个世界会来。
Well, we've been looking at this important passage in the New Testament as Paul appears before those who can put him to death.
我们今天所讲的经文就是保罗在当日在这些有权势的人面前，这些人能够将他致死的。
And boldly and joyfully, Paul proclaims the Christ to King Agrippa and the governor Festus of Judea.
他能够在这个阿基帕王和菲斯都的面前，能够去很大胆地去辩明这个福音。
And if you're a follower of Christ today, also, God calls you.To thoughtfully engage those around you about your faith.
咁啊，如果你系跟随基督嘅话咧，基督都系要你喺其他人未信嘅人面前咧，都能够去同佢哋分享呢个福音。
And it's incredibly encouraging to see Paul and his boldness here because he's a prisoner. He's not free yet. His goal, his purpose, is to glorify God.
保罗在这里所讲的时候，他是一个囚犯，他是 不得到自由的，但是他仍然能够勇敢地 去辩证这个福音，对我们来说是一个鼓励。
Now, of course, Paul was a zealot Jew, a Pharisee, a person who is very strict at obeying God's law. He came to know Christ.
保罗本身是一个很热心的犹太人，他跟随这个法利赛人的教训，他很严谨地去守这个律法，但是他来到去信耶稣基督。
And since that remarkable conversion experience on the road to Damascus, he's been proclaiming Christ, and people have been changed and have come to live a faith in Jesus.
自从他在大马色路上遇上基督，被基督改变的时候，他一路就是勇敢地去将这个福音去传开，使到人的生命得到改变。
And so, by doing that, again, the context of Acts here is maybe 20, 30 years after the resurrected Christ. He is being cited for insurrection, for disturbing the peace.
咁喺耶稣基督死后复活二三十年之后，保罗就喺呢段经文讲到，就系话保罗被人去指责，佢颠覆呢个政府，去冲击呢个政府。
And the people in charge, the Romans, again, they're occupying the land of Judea. The Romans who are in charge are a pluralistic society. They believe in many gods, just like today.
在当时这个掌权的这个罗马政府，他相信他们都有不同的宗教、不同的神祇，好像今天一样。
And like many governments that you know of in the world, they don't like it when people's lives are changed and they follow someone like Jesus.
就好像今天一样，当时的政府不喜欢见到人的生命得到改变，因着他们相信耶稣基督。
But the encouraging thing about this text this morning, I hope you see, is this. Despite the adversity, Paul's belief in Christianity is firm. He really believes it's worth believing despite suffering.
但纵使在当时不利的情况之下，纵使是他受紧苦，但是保罗仍然相信这个基督教是值得相信的。
And Paul begins to realize, after all this time, the thing he most wanted in life, which was to obey the law of God, could only happen in Jesus Christ.
因为保罗自从他是一路的去相信要严守这个律法，但是他发现他只可以严守这个律法，只要他相信耶稣基督。
He finally came to grips with that. He had to be united to Jesus Christ. And that's the only way to honor, fulfill what he was striving after, obeying the law of God.
他发现他需要跟基督去联合，他才能够去做到他一向所想做的，就是严守这个律法。
And as he believed the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, it helped him understand for the first time that he was really eaten up on the inside.
就是当他相信了耶稣基督之后，他才发现他过往的生命一直都是被蚕食着。
Or to put it simply, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, what he, his person and work, explained him and resolved him.
换句话说，就是说这个福音，耶稣基督的说话和工作，能够去解释他的生命，和将他的生命是定调下来。
And that's what the gospel does for you too.
同样这个福音是对你都是这样做。
See, it explains why Paul was such a mess inside and what was wrong with him.
福音解释了保罗的内心是为什么是一塌糊涂，为什么他有什么问题。
And then it resolved the basic plot line of his very life.
然后就是定断了他生命的路线应该是怎样。
And what was his plot line all along as a Pharisee, as a strict A Jew who wanted to obey the law of God, I want to honor the law of God.
他生命的路线应该是怎样呢？就是说他想去，好像以前一个法利赛人这样严守律法，应该怎样做到呢？就是说其实他应该要去尊崇神。
But he couldn't do that. Only when he believed the gospel. Only when Jesus says it's a free gift, salvation is a free gift, that he believed. And then,Paul could obey.
就只可以保罗是相信耶稣基督的工作和生命，他才能够去顺服神的律法。
Now, as I look around this room, most of you aren't Pharisees or Hasidic Jews or Orthodox Jews.
我看周围，我想我们这里没什么是法利赛人或者是那些很严谨的犹太人。
So, how does this apply to you?
咁呢个经文点样应用喺你嗰度咧
？Well, you need only, not only, as we said last time, to see Christianity making rational sense, which it does, as the text tells us.
就系话唔单止你要好似上次所讲嘅，就系话对你嚟讲，基督教要有一个喺理智上嘅讲得通。
You need to know that you're encountering Jesus personally. You personally, existentially encounter Jesus.
同时嘅就系话你要去同耶稣基督有一个个人上嘅面对面嘅关系。
You're meeting him just like Paul met him on the road to Damascus. Maybe not as splendid as his experience.
你面对耶稣基督就应该好似保罗喺大马色路上遇见耶稣基督，可能你冇佢嗰种咁特别嘅经历。
But nevertheless, if you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit has illuminated you, illuminated your heart, your mind.
但不论系点样，你系基督徒嘅时候，这个圣灵都光照咗你嘅心。
And that you're moving beyond reason into personal existential encounter with the living God.
然后你就系同耶稣基督去遇上喺个人层面上边嘅关系。
Or to put it simply, the gospel message starts to make emotional sense to you.
换句话讲，就系话喺你情感上、情绪上，这个福音对你嚟讲都变得合理。
You know, today you might think you hear the gospel, but maybe you really don't hear the gospel because there's no encounter.
可能你今日你话你听到呢个福音，但其实你唔系真系听到，因为你冇同佢有一个个人层面上面嘅关系。
In fact, again, there's many case studies of this. You may have heard the gospel for years.
又或者你可能好多年听咗呢个福音好多年。
You might even been raised in the church.
甚至乎可能喺教会里边长大。
But the gospel that you're a sinner who needs salvation, from your tendencies to look elsewhere for that salvation rather than God, is given to you freely by God Himself as a gift.
这个福音就是说你从前你在其他的地方去找到救赎，而不是在神里面找到救赎。这个福音就是说单单在神里面救赎你，这个是一个免费的礼物。
And once you've received that, the gospel starts to explain to you. You know it. It explains to you what's wrong with you.
当你接受了这个福音的时候，福音就可以解释你听你究竟有什么问题。
And it's like the light bulb goes on in your brain and then your heart. And you say, oh, so that's what's wrong with me.
突然间好像在你的脑或者你的心里面突然间光照了，就是说，哦，原来我有这个问题。
That's what it means that the gospel resolves you. Have you experienced that?
这个就是说福音怎么可以解释到你的生命，你有没有这样的经历呢？
As you'll see on slide 5, I'm sorry, I got the, sorry, thanks so much. I mixed up the orders here. I changed the sermon around at the last minute. Slide 5, most people are not living like Paul to honor the law of God.
很多人活着不会真的要遵从神那个律法。
The average person in here and out there, you know what they're living for? Family, love, beauty, justice. Something like that.
好多人好似呢度或者出边嘅人，佢哋为即咩而活咧？为家庭，为美丽，为工作，或者系为公义，其他类似嘅嘢。
But when you encounter Jesus personally, existentially, you have true faith in Jesus. You start to see that only Jesus Christ, the plot line of your life, is resolved.
就系只有喺你个人层面上边，你嘅存在上边，去同基督遇上嘅时候。你生命嗰个故事嗰个路线先至能够定落嚟解释出嚟。
Because no matter what station of life you're in, very young, middle, old, no matter what, your happy ending you realize is only found in Jesus.
无论你喺你生命上边系边一个阶段，但系嗰个最美好嘅终结就只可以喺耶稣基督里边，我哋先至揾到。
That's what it means when I say the plot lines of your life will be resolved, explained.And resolved.
个意思嗰、那个我哋讲话你嘅生命嗰个路事嗰、那个故事点样去解释出嚟就咁嘅意思。
It's in Jesus alone, united to Christ, will I get the thing that I've been after all my life?
就系只可以喺耶稣基督里边同耶稣基督联合，你先至能够得到你一路想喺生命里边要得到嗰啲嘢。
And when you start to see that, when that light bulb goes on, guess what?
当呢个生命嗰个灯胆好似突然间着咗嘅时候，有咩发生咧？
That's when you know, Christianity is making emotional sense to you, not just rational sense.
喺嗰个时候，你先至去明白到基督教唔单止系理性上系合理，并且你嘅情绪情感上边都系合理。
And that has to happen to you to believe and to be persuaded.
系要咁样先至发生，先至能够你系相信同埋被说服。
I hope you're getting this.
我希望你明白。
Paul doesn't say Christianity just makes rational sense, though it does.
纵使基督教系喺理性上面系合理，但系保罗唔单止系讲紧呢样嘢。
But that's not the only argument of persuasion that he does as he appears before these powerful people, King Agrippa and Governor Festus.
保罗喺呢个亚基帕同埋菲斯都嘅面前，呢啲咁有权势嘅人面前所讲嘅，唔单止系基督教系理性上合理。
In fact, you can say this: nobody ever gets all the way into faith simply by reason. No one.
我甚至可以讲话，冇一个人可以单靠理性嚟到去相信耶稣基督。
Nor does anybody doubt Christianity simply by reason.
冇人系净系用理性上边去怀疑基督教。
You know what usually happened? You had a bad experience.
通常系咩发生呢？就系话你一个坏嘅经历，唔好嘅经历。
And that's why you're walking away from God. And that's why you're saying this is nonsense.
所以你先至话呢个基督教唔合理，同埋你系离开神。
It's a bad experience. You met someone, maybe some Christian offended you, and you want nothing of it.
可能你有啲唔好嘅经历，或者你遇上一个基督徒系得罪咗你，你唔中意嘅，所以你唔要接受。
Nobody rejects God and Christianity just because of reason. No one.
没人单单靠着理性就会拒绝基督教，拒绝神。
And nobody embraces Christianity by reason alone.
也都没人单单靠着理性会去拥抱基督教。
And what Paul, the Apostle Paul also does is how he shows that it makes personal sense to him.
保罗俾佢哋睇到嘅就系话喺呢个个人嘅情感层面上边，亦都系合理嘅。
And that's his basic premise in Acts 26.
呢个就系使徒行传二十六章呢个前设。
And you'll see this on slide 2. Christianity doesn't make just rational sense; it makes personal sense, and I'll go as far as to say emotional sense.
呢个基督教唔单止喺理性上合理，喺个人上面合理，甚至乎喺呢个情绪上面亦都系合理。
You know, we talked extensively last time about the world's understanding today, what sociologists say.
上一次我哋讲到好多，就话呢个社会学家点样去讲到呢个世界。
Sociologists, right? Social scientists, they say nobody can decide what's right or wrong because all statements of truth are really products of your social condition.
社会学家话呢个世界上冇真正嘅对与错，因为你所相信嘅完全系基于你嘅社会受你喺你嘅社会嘅框架下边受嘅影响。
And that means in Main Street language, right? Common language. What you just said must be a product of your social condition, the people around you, your community.
就是说你所用的语言，你所讲的嘢，都是在你的社交的圈子之下的一个产物。
And if that's so, because I'm not in your community, I don't have to believe it.
咁你如果系咁嘅时候话，我唔喺你嗰个社区嘅圈子，我唔需要相信你所相信嗰啲嘢。
Right, that's what my person I know fairly well has said to me. He says, I don't have, you were raised that way. I don't have to believe.
我从前认识一个好耐嘅人，佢就系咁样讲。佢话你自细就咁样接受教导，但系我唔需要相信你嗰啲嘢，因为我唔系咁样。
I had to tell him that I wasn't raised in a Christian family.
咁但系我要同佢讲话，其实我唔喺基督教家庭长大。
It just so happened my mom said, you know, let's get these kids to have some moral values and send them to church.
咁只系因为我妈妈话要俾呢啲细路仔接受一啲道德嘅教育，所以咧就将我哋带翻教会。
But little did they know, like every Christian knows, God changes you, right?
但我哋唔知道就系话神去改变我哋。
Again, the world says we're just a product of our little social circles. That's who influences us. That's why we believe those things.
这个社会学家讲我们听，我们都是这个社交的圈子之下的一个产物，我们所相信的都是这些产物。
But that worldly premise fails on its own criteria.
但这个属世的这个前设在当中其实是失败的。
It says everybody believes whatever their culture tells them. There's no universal truths.
他们说没有这个普世性的真理，每个人可以相信他们自己所相信的东西。
There are no moral truths according to this world conclusion, right?
根据这个世界所说，是没有一个道德的真理在当中。
It says there's no way to judge between right and wrong.
就是说是没办法能够去讲出有什么是对什么是错。
But that can't be, right?
但是没可能的。
Because that's a very inconsistent way to conclude, or that's an inconsistent way of analogy, right?
他这个比喻和他这个总结其实是不连贯。
It doesn't even stack up to its own worldly standards.
他甚至乎在他自己的世界的标准上面都不能够成立。
Here's the basic point that Paul makes. And he's, again, remember, he's a prisoner and appearing before powerful people at a trial.
保罗是作为一个囚犯，是站在这些王的面前去接受审讯。他做了以下的解释。
Paul basically testifies and says this, I was a Pharisee, the strictest of strict Jews.
他说我是法利赛里面最严谨的。
I lived, my life was about honoring the law of God.
我活的生命就是要去遵守神的律法。
That was the meaning of my life, and there were some social and cultural influences here.
这个就是我受到这个我的社会所影响我生命的意义就在这里。
That was the theme of my life.
这个就是我生命那个主要的一个主题。
And sociologists, of course, today would call that social conditioning.
咁社会学家今日所讲嘅就系话呢个佢系受到呢个社会嘅影响所塑造出嚟嘅。
But Paul goes on, as you'll see on slide 3.
但保罗继续讲。
And he tells us this clearly in Romans chapter 7.
佢明显嘅喺罗马书第七章都咁样讲。
Paul talks a little bit about something that went on the inside of his heart before he became a Christian.
保罗讲到有啲嘢话，当佢成为基督徒之前，有啲嘢喺佢心里边系发生。
Romans 7 says he was studying the Ten Commandments, and he got to number 10.
罗马书第七章所讲嘅就话保罗去研究呢个十诫，然后佢去到第十诫。
What's the tenth commandment again? Anyone?
十诫关于乜嘢咧？有冇人可以讲？
What's the tenth commandment?
十戒讲乜嘢？
Good. Thou shalt not covet. So Paul got to that point, and something happened.
第十戒就系话你唔可以贪心。保罗去到讲到呢条嘅经文嘅时候，佢有一个谂法。
He says in Romans 7, that commandment, that tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet, came home to me and slew me, was his exact words.
他所说的就是说这个第十诫来到去他那里好像杀了他一样。
So what is he talking about?
他说什么呢?
He's probably saying it's easy to read the other commandments. Pretty much it's at the behavioral level, you can read it.
他说其实其他的诫命都很容易去看去接受，因为都讲到一些行为上的东
西。You can easily go down a checklist. Thou shalt not kill. I didn't kill anyone. Check.
你好容易就系每一条都去睇到，就系话，譬如系唔好杀人，咁我冇杀人啦。
Thou shalt not steal. I haven't stolen anything. Check.
你唔好去偷嘢，咁我都冇偷嘢啦。咁我
答。Thou shalt not commit adultery. You know, I love my wife. I'm not seeing anyone else. Check.
咁又话你唔好去犯奸淫。咁你话我有个妻子，我都冇去犯奸淫。又过咗啦。
You should not bow down to idols. You know, I haven't. Check.
又或者你不要去向其他的偶像下拜，那你说我都没了，那我又 pass 了。
I want to honor the Lord God, it seems like I'm doing okay.
那我想遵守神的律法，到现在我都好像守到。
Uh-oh. Thou shalt not covet. That's an internal commandment.
但是去到第十条，你不可以贪心。贪心这件事其实是在心里面的事。
It can't be understood behaviorally, right?
不可以就咁用外边嘅行为就去解释。
Because thou shalt not covet has to do with the heart, the core of your being.
因为你唔可以贪心呢样嘢系要去对付嘅系你嘅心。
And Paul's a thoughtful person. He sat down and thought about, do you know what that means?
保罗是一个很小心很严谨的人，他坐下去慢慢想过，你知不知道这是什么意思呢？
And he's starting to sweat. You know, it probably means I should love God so much that I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied with my life, but I'm not.
他想就是说，可能我应该要去在神里面去得到满足，不是其他东西，但是我事实不是得到满足。
Paul must have thought to himself, I should trust God so much that his disposal of these circumstances of my life would be something I would also trust.
可能不想就是说，神将我放在不同的处境里面，我都要信靠神，无论我在什么境况里面。
I should be content, but I'm not.
我应该要满足，但是我不是满足的。
I should be content of my situation. I shouldn't covet. It's better over there.
我应该要满足于我的境况，而不是去恋慕其他的境况的里面。
I should love God so much to be content, but I don't.
我要去爱神，以致我能够去满足，但是我不满足。
And nobody can, by the way.
事实上，没一个人能够。
And that was a crisis for the Apostle Paul.
对于保罗来讲，这个是他生命里面的危机。
He realized where his heart was. He was envious of the other person.
他看到他的心在哪里，他知道他的心是嫉妒其他人。
And that's what we do, because we're sinners. We naturally think it's better over there. It's better in that church. It's better in that school. It's better in that job. It's better in that family.
其实我们作为罪人，我们都是这样想。我们说，那个教会好一点，那个学校好一点，那个家庭好一点。
You hear that constantly from all the voices of the world. If I only change careers, if I only change spouses, if I only change neighborhoods, if I only change church, if I only change family, I'd be fine.
我们不断听到这个世界声音对我们讲话，如果我换了工就好了，如果我换了个配偶就好了，或者我换了个学校就会好一点了。
Of course, that's not true.
当然这个不是真的。
It's just being envious. You shall not covet.
我们只是嫉妒，你不可以贪心。
See, the main thing Paul, the Pharisee, wanted in life was to honor God's law.
保罗他一生想做的就是只是想遵从律法。
That was his purpose. He wanted a moral, be a moral person.
这个是他的目标目的，他只不过想做一个有道德的人。
And Paul was very studious. He studied very hard about the moral law.
保罗是一个很严谨的人，他很耐心地去学习这个道德的律法。
But he realized he wasn't even close to obeying it.
但他就发觉其实他不是真的能够遵守到。
And it's only here in Acts that he explains that.
他在《使徒行传》这里就解释了这件事。
And Paul tells us about Jesus, he tells us about his Jesus' appearance, the resurrected Christ, in his conversion experience on the road to Damascus.
保罗讲到他在大马色路上遇上耶稣基督去改变他。
It's a blinding experience. The brightness of God comes down upon him.
神的大光临到他那里，使得他盲了，看不到东西。
And God the Son,Jesus says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
耶稣对他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么要逼迫我呢？
And the resurrected Jesus then says in Acts 9:5 and Acts 26:14, it's hard for you, Paul, to kick against the goads.
在使徒行传九章五节和二十六章里面都记载，耶稣基督跟他说，你用脚踢刺是难的。
And that's the New King James Version.And the English Standard Version, goads, G-O-A-D-S, goads is a sharp stick that shepherds used to get sheep to go in the right direction.
刺啊，这个尖的东西在当时来讲就是这个牧羊人用来去赶羊，去得啲羊。
Sheep are very stupid animals.
羊是很蠢的动物。
Sheep go over a cliff. You know, if they don't know it's a cliff, they just go over it and die.
羊可以在去到这个峭壁里面，他就这样继续走下去，他不知道死在前面。
They might go into water and drown.
他可能在走路的水里面是浸死。
Now shepherds never did anything to sheep that wasn't for their own good.
牧羊人一路做的事都是为了他们的好。
But very often, what shepherds would do and need to do, because sheep are in danger, is to stick them with a goad. Ouch!
很多時牧羊人要做的就是用這些刺去刺那些羊。
And Jesus has the audacity, he says to Paul, I want you to know that the tremendous pain you've been going through inside your heart, Paul, has been for me.
耶稣基督对保罗所说的就是说你生命里面一直感受到这些困难其实是因为我。
And as we'll see on slide 4, what was that pain? What was that pain?
保罗心里面那个痛是什么呢?
Because on the outside, Paul's very confident person as a Pharisee.
在外面,保罗看来是一个很有信心的人。
He was even killing people who were heretics, right? Blasphemous people who were going against what he thought was the law of God.
甚至乎他杀那些是好像亵渎神的人,那些是他认为是异教徒的人。
He was contributing to the persecution, to the killing of Christians.
他去参与在逼迫基督徒的当中。
That's how fiercely religious Paul was.
保罗就是在宗教上是这么热心的人。
He thought he was absolutely righteous, upright, and moral.
他以为他自己是一个很正义、很公义的人。
But on the inside, just like us, on the inside, things were different.
但在他的心里面就不是这样讲法了。
Right? Do you see the contrast? Outside, superiority, condescension, self-righteousness, right?
在外面是一个很高等的人,一个很公义的人,很正直的人。
But Paul realized on the inside, inferiority, fear, insecurity, guilt, shame.
但在里面,他是一个自卑的人,他充满了罪疚感,他充满了羞辱,不安全。
And all that was eating himself up on the inside.
他的生命在他的心里面就是这样被蚕食。
Then the gospel was preached to him and he believed.
这个福音就是将这些东西去讲他听,然后保罗就相信。
Did you notice Acts 26 gives you the gospel in pieces?
有没有看到《使徒行传》26章是将福音一点一点的去讲给你听。
It says the gospel is that the Messiah would suffer and be the first to rise from the dead.
这个福音是什么呢? 就是说尼赛亚首先要是受苦,然后在众人复活之先。
Those who believe in him receive forgiveness of sin.
相信他的人,他的罪是得到赦免。
And here's what Paul realized when he heard the gospel.
保罗听到这个福音的时候,他就知道。
It was only when the gospel dawned on him that he realized the very thing he wanted for his life, he could never get apart from Jesus.
他发现了他一路生命上所想要得到的东西,其实如果离开了耶稣基督,他是不能够得到。
Remember, Paul was the strictest of Jews. He wanted to honor the law of God, but Jesus Christ was the only person that could enable him to do it.
保罗是最严谨的犹太人,他想去遵守神的律法。 但是只有耶稣基督才能够帮助他做到这件事。
Because Jesus is the only human being who ever completely lived the life that we should live.
因为耶稣基督才是那个能够完全的去过一个他和我们都要过的生活。
Paul was a moral person, but he wasn't perfect. He wasn't completely obedient.
保罗是一个很有道德的人,但是他不是完美,他不能够完全的顺服。
But Jesus does that for him, obeying the law of God completely.
但耶稣基督完全的去遵守律法,去为保罗已经做到这件事。
Or to put it in a nutshell, Jesus lived the life Paul should have lived and died the death Paul should have died.
换句话讲,就是说耶稣基督去活一个保罗应该要活的生命,以及耶稣基督是献上生命去死亡,是保罗也都是应该要死的。
And Jesus took the penalty for Paul's law breaking and for your law breaking.
耶稣基督也为了保罗和我们去犯了神的律法而付上这个代价。
And now Paul suddenly realizes, after all this time, that the thing he most wanted in life, and to obey the law of God, could only happen being united to Christ.
保罗就发现只有能够同耶稣基督去联合，佢先至能够去得到佢生命一路上得到嘅嘢，就系遵守神嘅律法。
He could only honor it, fulfill it if he believed the gospel.
你要相信呢个福音，你先至能够去做到。
And the gospel helped them tremendously to understand for the first time for why he was so eaten up on the inside.
福音亦都能够帮助保罗去解释到佢嘅生命，佢嘅心点解系被蚕食。
Or as I coined previously, the gospel explained him and resolved him.
呢个福音去解释咗佢嘅生命，并且佢为佢嘅生命系做一个定下决定。
It explained why he was such a mess and what was wrong with him.
解释到保罗点解佢一塌糊涂，解释到保罗有咩问题。
And it resolved the basic plot line of his very life.
又去俾佢睇到佢生命佢嘅路线应该系点样。
Because only through Jesus and knowing Jesus would he be able to do what he wanted.
就系单单靠耶稣基督先至能够做到佢想做嘅嘢。
So again, Paul does not simply say Christianity makes rational sense and emotional sense.
保罗所讲嘅就系话，基督教唔单止喺理性上系合理，喺情绪上面合理。
Actually, says all of this makes biblical sense.
保罗话呢啲所有嘅嘢喺圣经上边都系合理。
And we see that in verse 22. If you could shine up 22 again.
在22節我們看到
Paul says, I am saying nothing beyond what the prophets and Moses said would happen. Again, he's talking to the people in authority. He's on trial.
保罗所说，对这些有权势的人，他说他所说的呢并不外乎众先知和摩西所说将来必成的事。
And at the very end of his final appeal to King Agrippa, he says, verse 22, King Agrippa, do you believeThe prophets, that's the Bible.
他问这个阿基帕王，他说阿基帕王，你相不相信这些先知呢？先知所说的就是圣经所说的。
And then courageously, Paul says, I know you do.
他说我知道你相信。
So what Paul's saying here is easy to miss.
他们说什么呢？其实我们很容易就会忽略了。
And that's why I put it on slide 6. He's saying not only does the gospel make rational sense, there's evidence for it in history.
他说这个福音不单止在理性上面合理，事实上在这个历史里面也都有证据。
Not only does the gospel make sense of my life,
不单止在我的生命上面合理，
but he's actually saying the gospel makes sense of the Bible.
而这个福音在圣经上面也都是合理。
Because the Bible actually comes alive for me as I read it, because it's about Jesus on every page.
因为当你睇呢个圣经嘅时候，每一页都睇到耶稣基督喺当中，系使到你系认为合理。
See, Paul was an expert of the Old Testament. He was a strict Jew, right? He was an expert.
保罗系一个严谨嘅犹太人，佢对于旧约圣经，佢可以讲系一个专家。
And he says, I thought I believed the Bible and understood the Bible, but I don't.
他说从前我以为我相信这个圣经，但其实我不是真的相信。
The Bible's come alive to me because I know Jesus.
就是因为我相信了耶稣基督，这个圣经才是好像活出来一样。
I know it's God's word because the Bible is now alive to me because I see Jesus on every page.
因为耶稣基督，我看到每一页都有耶稣基督在当中，这个圣经就好像一个活的书本。
So what Paul's saying is the rational and the personal come together in the biblical.
保罗说在这个理性上面，在这个个人上面，当在圣经里面的时候，他们两样东西都合在一起。
It makes sense of my rational personal belief.
对于我的合理上面，逻辑上面，还有在个人上面，也都变得合理。
On the one hand, the gospel is beautiful, amazing, breathtaking.
一方面，这个福音是很美丽的，很宏伟的，
叫人惊讶的。On the other hand, I know this story couldn't have been made up.
另一方面，我知道这个故事不是人手所写出来。
It's because it's rational and personal all at once.
因为是同时间是逻辑上是合理，同埋在个人上面也都是合理。
That's how Paul gets his boldness.
所以保罗先至能够咁勇敢。
Notice that Paul answers King Agrippa respectfully, but boldly.
保罗系好尊重嘅，但系亦都好勇敢嘅去回答呢个阿基帕王。
Did you notice how he answers King Agrippa when King Agrippa accuses Paul of saying, "You really trying to convert me?"
当保罗话啊，你系咪当呢个阿基帕王问你系咪都想我系会相信你所相信嘅嘢咧？保罗点样回答啊
？Paul doesn't hesitate. He says, "Yes, I'm trying to convert you and everyone else here."
保罗话：冇错，系啊，我想你相信，亦都我想其他人亦都相信。
And then courageously says, "You, King Agrippa, know what I'm talking about because you've been around here. You've seen the evidence."
保罗好勇敢嘅对阿基帕王讲话：你知道我所讲嘅系真嘅，因为你睇到周围都有证据。
And you believe the prophets, you've read the Old Testament.
同埋你相信呢个旧约圣经，你相信呢啲先知所讲嘅说话。
See, Paul's not arrogant or he's swaggering. He's not swaggering. He's poised though. He's courageous.
保罗唔系好骄傲、好嚣张咁样讲嘅说话，佢系好镇定、好谦卑嘅，好勇敢。
He's not afraid.
佢唔惊。
Often those who appear self-confident superior on the outside are not so on the inside. You know that. Psychologists tell us that.
好多时喺外表看似系好似高人一等好啊好勇敢嘅人，其实喺佢嘅心里边都唔系咁样。
You know that person, especially as a young person, is more likely to show this. They appear self-confident, right? They appear superior.On the outside, they might be a wisecracker.
咁好似喺特别喺年轻人里边，喺外边喺外表里边睇，好似好自信、好骄傲、好高人一等嘅时候，但系其实心里边咧，其实都好胆怯。
Right, they're not too respectful to people.
佢哋唔系好尊重其他人。
But on the inside, they're really hurting. They're really lacking self-confidence.
但喺里面，其实佢哋真系冇乜自信。
So where does Paul get the boldness?
咁保罗点解可以咁勇敢咧？
Well, he makes a very important pregnant statement in verse 18.
在第十八节，他讲了一句很重要的说话。
And there, if you could shine that up, please. If he's describing the fruits of salvation.
他去形容紧呢个救恩嘅果实果子。
And I've just said before, as he says, Jesus Christ gives us free salvation. But what does that salvation consist of? As verse 18 tells us.
耶稣基督将呢个救恩白白嘅俾我哋，但系呢个救恩当中包含啲乜嘢咧
？Of course, he does say what we've already said. We receive it as a gift.
第十八节佢话你会得到好似一个礼物咁样。
But here's what I'm getting at. Verse 18, it says forgiveness of sins and a place.
喺中文佢话同得赦罪，同埋同时亦都得到。乜嘢咧
？That word place actually means a home.
佢得到嗰个基业所讲嘅就系话一个好似一个家屋企咁样。
But it means more than what you're thinking. A home where you eat and sleep.
但系俾你所谂嘅一个家，你瞓觉、你食饭嘅地方，唔单止系就系咁样。
You know what he's talking about? It's a place where you belong.
他所讲的就是一个地方你是属于那个地方的。
We want that.
我们想有这件事。
It's a place that you really fit in. You feel comfortable. It's your home.
是一个地方你觉得舒服的，你觉得 是合适合你的，这个是你的家。
And Paul says you receive it as a gift from God. You don't achieve it.
保罗说你从神那里所得到这件事是一个礼物，你不是做什么去获得。
And if you knew something about Koine Greek and the grammar around it, it's a place that's received. It's a place.
在那里所形容的是说这个是一个地方，这个地方是你会得到什么？
It means a home, it means a spot, a place. You have a spot there reserved for you.
你在那里有一个位置，有一个地方是留给你的。
See, you're not just forgiven as a Christian.
你不单只是被赦罪。
You're not just released out of jail and now you're on your own, right? You're given, what, $20 and say, go, 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 away from here.
你唔係就係喺呢個監獄裏邊釋放出嚟，人哋俾$20你啊，你走啦，唔係咁樣。
You're not off yet. You're given a place. You're adopted into the family of God.
你係喺神嘅收養嘅家庭裏邊，你有一個位置，有一個地方，你係被收養。
That's a very rich doctrine. Adoption means you're accepted. You're beloved. You fit.
你被收養，你係被神所愛嘅。你係有一個地方，有一個位置喺當中。
And no one brings that out more than C.S. Lewis. And you'll see this on slide 7 in his book, The Weight of Glory.
在路易斯在他講到榮耀的重量這本書裡面這樣說。
I'll just give you the first sentence here of his long quote. I won't give it a long quote because, again, he's an English professor. And many of you, English is a second language here. Probably won't accomplish much.
我不能夠將他所講的全部去列出來。
The quote starts, as you see on the screen, the sense...that in this universe we are treated as strangers.
就是我们觉得我们在这个宇宙的里面我们是好像一个客旅一样。
See, that one's easy. There's no place here for you. There's really no place here for you to fit.
就是这个世界上面你没有一个位置是你觉得是对你的。
He's talking about the fact that if there's no God, we're strangers here.
他所说就是如果没有神的时候我们在这个世界只不过是一个客旅。
That means we're just here a little while, we die, that's it. You're gone.
你在这个世界上面一段短的时间你死了那你就走了。
Lewis basically says that we human beings have this feeling that we're homeless.
Lewis 说我们每一个人都有感觉我们好像一个无家者这样。
Because this world's fallen. It's broken. Because of us. We've gone against our maker.
这个世界破落堕落因为我们敌挡神。
It's like this big universe, it's going to eat us up.
就好像这个在这个宇宙里面这个宇宙都会蚕食我们。
We just here a little while, this is not our home.
我们只在这个世界上面很短的时间这个不是我们的家。
But then, Lewis says in a remarkable way, this is what the gospel tells us.
但路易斯说这个福音讲我们听什么呢
Because the gospel says we're accepted by God.
福音说我们被神所接受。
We get response, acknowledgement, welcome into the heart of things.
我们被神营养到去这个万物的中心。
Yeah, Lewis has a great way of words. He says, the door upon which we've been knocking all our lives, it opens at last.
路易斯说我们生命里面不断敲这个门。最后这个门呢为我们打开了。
What's he talking about?
他说什么呢?
Well, what Lewis is talking about is the minute you become a Christian, you're not just forgiven of your sins, though that's great.
路易斯说在那一刻当你接受耶稣基督做你救主的时候不单止你的罪得到赦免。
God says, come home. You have a place here. This is your home. By me. In me. Come home.
耶神说你回到你家了你有这个位置在这个家里面这个家是我在那里。
And you'll see this on slide 8, Jesus says the same thing, I go. John 14, 2, 3, I go to prepare what? A place for you. In my Father's house, there are many mansions.
在约翰福音14章耶稣基督同你们说我去是要为你们预备这个地方。他说在我的父家里有很多的住处。
You know, I think you know, and I've experienced this, and it's not a comforting experience, when you don't fit. When you don't fit in a place, you feel bad.
我相信你们都会经历过就是说当你觉得自己唔好，好似唔系属于嗰个地方嘅时候，你其实系好难受嘅。
You know, I grew up in an environment where everybody else looked different than me.
我系喺一个地方去成长，周围嘅其他人同我都系唔同嘅。
In my high school graduating class, there are only 5 minorities. Everybody else was Caucasian.
在我高中的毕业班里面只有5个人是少数族裔其他的都是白人。
There were 417 people in my graduating high school class.
在我高中毕业班里面有417人。
You do the math. 5 are minorities, people of color.
係只有五個係有色人種或者少數族裔。
I felt like I didn't belong.
我覺得好似唔屬於嗰度一樣。
You have a place by my side, says Jesus. You belong. You fit. You're welcomed. You're adopted in my family.
耶穌話：你喺我側邊有一個地方，你係合適嘅，係屬於你嘅。你已經被收養去到我嘅家裏邊。
It's not something you achieve.
唔係一啲嘢你去做成就嘅。唔係關於你嘅能力。
And Paul knows this precious gift, and it makes him bold and joyful.
保罗知道呢一个咁特别嘅礼物，去使到佢又喜乐又勇敢。
Despite the suffering, being in prison for naming the name of Jesus,
纵使佢系为住宣扬耶稣基督而系成为囚犯去受苦。
And then Paul recalls that he saw this before when he before he was a Christian in the life of Stephen.
保罗讲到佢之前亦都睇过。在另一个基督徒的生命上是这样，在使徒的生命上。
Because Paul was there, probably assisting in the stoning of Stephen the Christian martyr.
因为在当时的人去用石头去打死使徒的时候，保罗也在那里，甚至乎是帮助他们。
Stephen was being executed for believing.
保罗，使徒犯因为相信耶稣基督而被人处死。
But as the scriptures describe, his face was like the face of an angel as he was dying.
但是当使徒犯死的时候，圣经形容他的面就好像天使的面孔一样。
Paul says, I have that now. I'm complete.
保罗说我已经有这件事了，我已经是完全了。
There's nothing in this world now that's going to overawe me or overshock me.
这个世界上没有什么会再是使到我是惊怕。
Because I've been persuaded that this gospel is true.
因为我已经知道这个福音是真的。
And now I have this poise, this boldness that I can challenge the king of Judea. I can boldly and joyfully testify about my Christ.
以至现在我能够是勇敢的，很镇定的，在这个王的面前去见证耶稣基督。
You know, scripture tells us about our desires, and they're not to be suppressed, but redirected.
这个圣经告诉我们，我们生命里面的欲望呢，不是要被压抑来，而是要被适当的去带领引领。
See, our desires are not meant to be met, satisfied in the temporary. They're meant to be satisfied in the eternal.
我们的欲望其实不应该是只是被留暂时的东西去满足，而是要在永恒，让永恒的事物里面去得到满足。
And this makes a whole lot of sense, because your desires are God-made, but they're tainted, because we're sinners.
很合理的，因为你的欲望是被神所造，但是因为我们是罪人，这个欲望是玷污了。
Tainted means they've been corrupted. They're given to us because we're made initially,to be with God, right? And then we sinned as humanity, right?
这个欲望当我们被造的时候是神去给我们，但是因为我们的人，我们犯罪，我们得罪了神，以致这个欲望是腐化了。
And though it's true that we're told to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Jesus, that's true.
没错，圣经说我们要去将我们自己放低，然后背起十字架跟随耶稣基督。
Put it in C.S.'s words in Weight of Glory, page 26, quote, nearly every description of what we shall ultimately find in heaven, if we do, so contains an appeal to desire.
他说我们所有在天上边，天堂上边所找到的，我们所其实就是我们一路所渴求所想得到的东西。
Because your desire for things points to something. It points to your goal.
因为你所渴求和渴望的东西其实是指向一个目标，一个地方。
For instance, we experience deep joy. We experience deep joy in something beautiful, right?
在一些很美丽的东西里面，我们享受到一个喜乐在我们心里面。
But when that fades,
But when beauty fades, you know, the day goes down, the sun goes down, or we age, you know, we ache because we can't hold on to that beauty. It's gone.
但係當呢啲美麗嘅嘢開始褪色嘅時候，譬如一個好靚嘅日落，甚至乎我哋嘅年紀漸漸去老嘅時候，我哋唔能夠揸住呢啲嘢。
And we call that nostalgia or romanticism, and we hurt because of that.
我哋會好似個思鄉一樣，或者好似所謂嘅浪漫主義一樣，我哋想學習呢啲。
But all along we've been pointed to a truth about ourselves.
但係我哋其實係被呢啲嘢去指向一個真理，係關於我哋自己。
The reason we ache, we're sad because the beauty fades, is we were made for something permanent. We were made to enjoy permanent beauty.
当呢啲咁美丽嘅嘢开始褪色嘅时候，我哋觉得受伤，我哋觉得好失落，因为我哋被神造系要去指向一啲更加永恒嘅嘢。
And you know this as a fellow human being. You long to fit in. You long for a home.
你都渴求一个家，一个永远嘅家，一个你属于你嘅家。
You long for a place that you say that's for me.
你渴求一个地方话啊，嗰个地方系我嘅。
And the temporary joys of beauty beheld is an echo of what was meant to be the eternal beauty that we enjoy.
嗰啲暂时美丽嘅嘢，其实只系一个啊，所啲永恒美事嘅一个回响。
And that ache points not only to merely that we wish to see that eternal beauty.
我哋觉得伤痛，当我哋冇咗呢啲美丽嘅嘢，因为我哋。 覺得我哋要得嘅係一個永恆嘅，
but it's because we're designed to be united to it.
並且係我哋被造係要同呢啲永恆嘅美麗嘅事物係聯合。
And the Bible makes absolutely clear, the only thing that will satisfy is to be united to Christ.
聖經好清楚講出嚟，就係話我哋真正能夠去完全嘅滿足，係只係可以。
Because knowing him intimately and savingly will complete you and bring you home.
因为没有其他人能够去完全的，是能够拯救你，将你带到家里边。
You know, I can't stress that enough for you to grasp today.
我希望你今日真系去睇到呢样嘢。
United to Christ is so important.
同基督联合系好重要。
And it will enable you to be bold and loving just like the Apostle Paul.
能够帮助你，好似保罗一样咁勇敢，能够去有喜乐。
That you'd have this joy like Stephen, even he's being stoned to death.
好似史提凡一样，纵使被石头去打死，佢仍然有喜乐喺里边。
But you know what we do is we're corrupted. We desire lies that are told to us, and we think that the here and now will satisfy.
我哋都系好似被呢个世界嘅谎言去欺骗，我哋以为啊。
And sadly, our lives show that. That's why we do what we do.
可惜的就是我们的生命也反照出我们是这样想。
But it doesn't have to be that way. Let's pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Lord, there's a lot here that the Apostle Paul exhorts us to believe.
天父保罗在这里勉励我们要相信的东西很多。
I pray, Lord, that we would see the importance of it and be more complete in you.
天父帮助我们去相信，以致我们在你里面更加完全。
Lord, thank you so much that you explain who you are and who we are in light of you.
天父帮，多谢你去将用圣经去解释我们是哪一个，和你自己是哪一个。
That we realize that being here is not just by accident or no rhyme or reason at all.
也都俾我哋知道，我哋喺呢度唔系一个偶然。
But we were made for you, and we'll fit and be in the place that we belong if we're united to you.
我哋系为你而被造，并且我哋同你去联合嘅时候，我哋就会觉得我哋系属于嗰个地方，我哋喺嗰个地方。
And so help us to redirect our desires to you.
所以帮助我们将我们的欲望，我们是再次的去纠正，去向你那里。
And we'll be all the better for it as we'll be bold and joyful.
然后我哋就会更加有喜乐同埋勇敢。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我哋奉耶稣基督嘅名而求。